With his influential art gallery on Julius Street, Arthur Roger has established himself as New Orleans' foremost contemporary art dealer. Roger has been promoting local artists in his native city since 1978, when he opened his first showroom on Magazine Street in the Lower Garden District. Roger is the subject of the latest NOLA Life Stories, the Historic New Orleans Collection's oral history series. Here, Roger describes how he went from being a directionless kid growing up in the Ninth Ward to owner of the prestigious Arthur Roger Gallery.
I was 16 and I ran away. It's very selfish, but I had just, there was something I needed to, you know, I was just had to work something out. I actually moved out of my parents' place and got an apartment. I stopped school, got the GED, and then went to UNO. I was very interested in being around other people, and I got a job working at an art gallery on Royal Street, a print gallery, and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the artists. I fell in love with doing everything. I started as a framer, and then, you know, I was helping with the installations, helping with sales and dealing with clients, and, you know, I thought, you know, I could do this. I was only 19, and I went to my mom, and she had a house in Chalmette, and so that's all she had. And I really didn't think anything of asking her to mortgage her house to open the gallery on Magazine Street, to buy a building there. I opened at 3005 Magazine Street, and at the time, Magazine Street was a pretty dilapidated street with packaged liquor stores and stuff like that. And there were, you know, a random antique store, but it's nothing in any shape or form like it is now. It was just the property was cheap, and the quarter was becoming a different thing also. There was like these people that would say, you know, it's like the Field of Dreams. You build it and they'll come. You know, well, they didn't. And it was like a bit of a reckoning because I realized I'm going down. You know, I was getting into debt really bad, and it was like going, all right, I could get a job doing anything. I could wait tables and I could pay off my mom's mortgage. But for the first time in my life, I knew if you don't make this work, you will never recover from this. This is that moment where you gotta make it work. When I opened my gallery, you know, I started as prints for the very, very beginning, and I knew this was not working. Print collecting was like a very popular form of having art, you know. But then I realized that prints had become a little bit more expensive, and actually you could buy original artwork by regional artists for the price that you were paying for prints. So I sort of scrapped the print idea and went directly to artists. And then, you know, it really is a matter of being at the right place at the right time. I moved up to Magazine Street, and then Ed Wiegand from Bienville Gallery moved. And then Barbara Munoz, who had Simone Stern, moved into the Galleria on Britannia. And so we're all sort of together, you know, and the CAC had just opened the year before. Don Marshall was the director. And Don and Barbara and I would go to lunches and try to figure out things that we could do to help each other. There wasn't art for art's sake, but it was really a fundraiser. And we thought, well, what about if we made it the event? And we'll do the galleries from like 6 to 9, and then the CAC will be 9 to midnight, because at that time the CAC was really pretty a late night place. And we did the first year, and it was like shocking, immediate success. And it was the first time we coordinated openings, because normally there was some people that wanted to be on Thursdays, some would be on Fridays, some would be on Saturdays. And so we were there for 10 years. Magazine Street really, really did change dramatically. You know, Tim Foley opened a gallery. There were restaurants that were opening up, the antique stores. So there was definitely a transformation that was going on.